Let's meet our first two guests. Ashley Merriman recently became the first female head chef at the National Arts Club in Gramercy Park. Gabrielle Hamilton is a James Beard Award winner and New York Times bestselling author. Ashley, Gabrielle, welcome to Ask Me Another.
Hi, hi.
Thanks.
Thank you for having us.
So I'll ask you, Ashley. I don't know the exact answer to this question. How did you two meet?
It's a good question. We probably have slightly different answers, but
okay.
we met because we're both lady chefs, and you know that
you go to the same lady chef functions all the time.
Well, in fact,
I bet there are.
That's
right.
There's an annual benefit for.
Breast and ovarian cancer.
Breast and ovarian cancer. So that we would do this fundraiser every year. And I had been working for another lady chef for many, many years in New York. And I was her chef de cuisine and her sous chef for many years. So I'd been to the event many, many times. And the first year that I was out on my own and I was the executive chef of a restaurant without, you know, working under someone else, I went to the event. And that is the first time Gabrielle noticed me, even though I'd been coming to the event for many years. And I, like many, many people, I think, like, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn here. Like, I had a big fat crush on Gabrielle. And so I, of course, all those years noticed her and was like, oh my God, there's Gabrielle. You know, not just like a crush, but like also just like a chef crush. And just like, I loved her restaurant. And so that's the first time we met. And yeah.
Does that that story ring true to you, Gabrielle, or are you like, that's not how it happened?
It really is. I just wanted to say that it's not that I didn't notice you, Ashley. It's that your former chef was hiding you behind her.
That's true.
She was casting a large shadow, and you couldn't be seen behind the huge personality. And so I thought on your first year, I did, from across the room, actually say to my sous chef, who is that? And she said, oh, that's Ashley Merriman. She's like Top Chef season 4. And I was like, God. Top Chef. Forget that.
And that's why we didn't meet again for 4 years.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. One of those competitive chefs.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, let's see how it works out in a couple of our games. You ready for some games?
I feel ready.
Right. This is our food show, so we are starting with all of our guests with a game. It's a little amuse-bouche, as you may say. So we asked our listeners to suggest ingredients that they have at home that they do not know what to do with. So I'm going to give you two ingredients that they've suggested, and you can work together to just improvise a dish that combines them both. Obviously, there are no wrong answers, and you can use these two ingredients as the main ingredients, but you can add whatever you want from a, you know, mythical pantry.
Okay. God, this is like Top Chef, Ashley. This is right up your alley.
Okay, enough this is Top Chef. This is like a stain on my career.
This is word Top
a ketchup
Chef.
Ketchup stain.
All right, here are your two ingredients. Pickled eggs. And chestnut honey.
Ooh.
And I'm told chestnut honey specifically is made by honeybees in areas where chestnut trees are abound. And it is dark and spicy with touches of smoke and leather.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, Ash. The first thing that's coming to my mind is a savory sort of a michelada. Because, you know, you get pickled eggs in a bar.
Yeah.
Oh.
And if you put a beer and honey together, you'll make something kind of like a mead. And the pickled egg, could this work? Like a float?
Float the egg in it?
Just float a pickled egg on top, yeah.
I was thinking, I mean, when I heard pickled eggs right away, I was like, oh, we'll make some gribiche. Like, it's already there. It's already halfway there. But the chestnut honey is really throwing me for a loop here.
Did you say gribiche? Is that what I heard?
Gribiche, yeah. Yeah, and sauce gribiche. It's a egg. It's like a chopped hard-boiled egg with lots of tarragon and vinegar.
Mm. Yes.
It's mayonnaise-y. It's like hot egg on egg action. So it's got the chopped hard-boiled egg and mayonnaise sort of feeling to it. So.
Yes.
Delicious.
That sounds amazing.
And the honey?
You just circle the honey around the whole dish to make it look nice? How about that?
Garnish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The chestnut honey garnish. That's a good one.
All right. Let's move on to the competition, shall we?
Oh, boy. We shall.
Okay, we're going to start with a speed round called Food Mentos. So from your restaurant, Prune, Gabrielle, you know a thing or two about brunch. Brunch, of course, is a mashup of the words breakfast and lunch.
Breakfast and lunch.
Combining words like that is called a portmanteau, and there are a lot of food-related ones. So Jonathan and I will give you two words, and you just tell us what the portmanteau is. And to make it slightly harder, we are going to give you the words in the wrong order. Gabrielle, I'm going to start with you. Here we go. Gabrielle, raisin and cranberry.
Craisin.
Exactly. Pub and gastronomy.
Gastropub.
Yes. Yogurt and frozen.
Frogurt. Or is it Frogurt? I mean, it's like...
I'll accept it. I was also... The other possibility is Froyo. Fork and spoon.
Oh, a spork.
Yes. Cocktail and mock.
Yes, the mocktail.
Pomelo and tangerine.
Oh, a tangelo.
That's right. Fantastic. You did great.
Okay.
And of course, the pomelo is the largest citrus fruit, and the tangelo is a hybrid first created in the late 1800s. Who knew? I thought that was yesterday.
Of course.
And a mocktail is something that I don't enjoy. I would take an alcoholic drink that just gently chided me. But
all right, well, Ashley, the score to beat is 6, is a perfect score. So you won a competition. Here it is.
Okay, here we go.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Martini and apple.
An appletini.
That's right. Very top chef drink. Turkey. Sorry, that was...
talking about the downfall of civilization, yes.
That's what I would drink.
Same. Terrible. Appletini, top chef, downfall of civilization.
Right. All in the same basket.
Yeah.
All right. Turkey and tofu.
Oh, tofurkey.
Tofurkey. Mayonnaise and vegan.
Veganaise.
Yeah. Angry and hungry.
Hangry.
Yeah. Apple and grape.
Grapple? Grapple?
Grapple, that's right. Apricot and plum.
A pluot.
Pluot, yes. All right, you got them all right.
All right.
Yeah. this was way too easy. You did amazing. Speed round, 100%, 100%. More with Gabrielle Hamilton and Ashley Merriman after the break. And from Food Network, Carla Hall and Nancy Fuller will meet a brand new character everyone's buzzing about. Plus, a little later, Bake Off's breakout star, Nadia Hussein. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.